Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
ברוכים הבאים, welcome to Abracadabra, create what you speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, spiritual mentor and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power, to recognize your gifts and to bring your gifts to the world, to shine. And during these times, it is difficult to for some people to be in a spot of recognizing gifts and thriving when during the corona time and where we're still in the chronic time and some of the unrest that is happening, it is really sometimes hard to get our head around it and to move forward and to see the light at the end of the tunnel and how the light is shining upon us. And so during these programs, I bring people that inspire, people that bring us ideas, that bring us their gifts, how they are in the world, how they are with themselves. And as I say all the time, it is starting with ourselves. But actually, I don't say that. That comes from the Torah. And Hareini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, hereby accept on myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your neighbor, your friend, your gardener, your partner, in the same way that you express love to yourself, where the beginning point is ourselves. Yourselves, how you talk to yourselves, what do you say, how do you respond, and how do you look at what is happening for you, not necessarily to you. And I am excited and delighted to host, it's a second time that I'm hosting Adam Barr. Adam was here a couple of weeks ago giving the community and us great tips on keeping our money and how to look at finances and how to look at ourselves in the context of where we are now. And today, Adam is coming back with his wife, Amanda. They are a team. I call them the Barr team, but they will share with us their preference. But they are working as a duo team, and it's very interesting because as a couple, they bring solutions and they bring their gifts of how to make money and to keep money. And they're going to bring tips, and it's also about how they are with themselves. So here is Amanda and Adam. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for being here. Yeah, wonderful to have you back. Wonderful to have you back. How are you feeling?
We're wonderful. We're really excited to contribute and be a part of this. And thank you again for thinking of us. And it is absolutely, like you said, now more important than ever to really claim that power and really raise the bar, raise the bar to the next level. And this is what we hope we can do today in sharing, is give people the opportunity, maybe some value that they could take control and claim their future with the information and knowledge and the implementation and the steps that they could take for themselves.
And you're also the author of the bestseller, Unleash Your Financial Powerhouse. We talked about this last time, and it's on the flyer as well. And Amanda is here. So how are you, Amanda?
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, and excited to be and to join you today.
Oh, wonderful. So I'm glad that you are here. Very interesting how you two work. Is Amanda, you are working with people, not necessarily at a certain level and up, but it's really from a place of
inception.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, from thank inception. You. Wonderful. You did the work. So, you know.
From those beautiful ideas that come to us. And I know that a lot of us are out there that, you know, we have an idea or a dream that comes from within. We see a problem and we want to make a difference in the world. Anybody from that idea and take them all the way through to launch it and start to grow it. And those that have already started their passion or are in the mix of it, and we can jump in and get.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you basically bring people on the airplane, take off, leave the wheel and say, Adam, you can take over. So you're helping making, Amanda, you're helping making the money. Adam, you're keeping the money, and who's spending it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't keep it myself. I let my clients keep it.
So let's go through a process, for example, because now we know where many people lost work, they lost their money, and how to, you know, to move forward. How do you approach a situation like this? How do you approach, for example, a family that they have, even not a family, but somebody who has two kids, three kids, they're in the valley, they're in, let's talk about, examples in our community. How do you approach that? How do you work on that?
Yeah, I mean, so what this is, you know, a disruption is an opportunity for new ways of thinking and doing things, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of us look at challenges as something really uncomfortable, but from discomfort, the biggest things can come. And Amanda, when she works with individuals, she can tell you more about that. She takes them through a process of which she understands a little bit more of what their hobbies, what their likings are, what tendencies that they have in terms of business, what experiences, life experiences that she could potentially bring values in areas that they could be successful in. And then from there, she develops a path for them that she can tell you a lot more, and maybe expand on a discovery or exploration process to see how she could help every family.
Do you two always work together? Or do you find, Amanda, that sometimes you start and you say, you know what, they don't need, they're good where they are, and then maybe you pick up with them 4 months later, 5 months later down the road?
Yeah, so it's a mix. Hmm. So, you know, we might take somebody from the idea, get them started, and then they can implement. They might have a team. I've come into different operations where I'm like the CMO for a moment in time, and I build all their processes, get them moving, and then their team implement. They can take over from there. So I like to say it's either you're here for the ride and we're going to go the whole stretch, or we're going to take it by project. We might be redoing a website. We might be doing a facelift, so to speak, on the digital space. And then the team is going to be fulfilling what they already have in place. So we just don't want to undo anything good or take anything that doesn't need to be done. No need to pay for something unless it is necessary and getting you the results you want.
Think about it like that, right? If someone has a challenge right now that they're facing, which let's call it a loss of job, you know, so the opportunity, the other side of that is an opportunity maybe to take control of their future and then discover how not to be economically dependent on a system or something external other than themselves to produce the income to support their lifestyle and their family, right? So what is that? How do you find out what are the possibilities for that individual and the family? So you know, everybody is different, right? So we would dive in to the person's story. Amanda is a very good listener to people's stories and vision and mission. By when do they want to accomplish those goals? What have they done in the past? What are potential challenges they foresee in the future? What challenges did they face in the past? How did they handle it in the past? What are the biggest threats in the environment of that, you know, potential business that they want to get into? And then we kind of like articulate all of the different things that can go right or wrong in terms of goals as well, like how much money do they want to make, by when. You know, what will define success for them? Because that's really important, right? Because everybody's
exactly,
defined success
exactly
in another way, right?
Yeah.
And then put in the metrics and the accountability system and the steps that they can take on a regular basis every day to bring forth that income, to bring forth that, you know, currency of success and of fulfillment for themselves and their lifestyle, right? So that it's a very, very meticulous process that Amanda and I take people, you know, Amanda in her respective process and industry, and I'm in the financial industry, in my industry. But the human behavior and the formula for success is very, very defined and proven and tested by high performing people and, you know, organizations and businesses and corporations, that we kind of know what the framework, and we bring that as a value to an individual or a business or a family.
Okay. So Amanda, how do you, first of all, did you guys both started in the financial together, or was it one leading the other?
Well,
yeah.
You know, my background is marketing. But I, when I moved to California, I wanted purpose in my life. And that wasn't cutting it, sitting in a cubicle, looking at my clock, you know, at, you know, 8 a.m. going, is it 5 o'clock yet? Am I done? And so I went back to school and got a teaching credential. I actually was teaching high school, if you can believe it. I taught six different subjects at the high school level when I met Adam. And I was loving what I was doing. But as you know, in California, they don't pay a lot for teachers. So I wasn't
not
making
only in California,
much. I was making ends. Yeah. And, you know, I was doing a lot of work and I was having to get a summer job. I was having to do things in my breaks to make ends meet. And when I met Adam, he had joined the financial industry before I met him. And I moved down to LA and we decided that, well, instead of trying to, you know, do something for somebody else, why don't I just join them? Join forces and we'll take my marketing skills and my teaching skills and we'll merge it into one and help him grow. And so I ran his back office and we started our journey together in the business world as well as our
relationship. So how long are you together now?
10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
Yeah. Next month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. I know,
decade.
Right?
A whole decade.
Decade.
Wow. You put up with him for a whole decade?
It takes one sentence to say it, and it's but the experiences are life-lasting.
Exactly, right? Exactly. So Amanda, I would say that you probably are approaching everything, first of all, from the human level. So you connect with the people, you talk with the people, you talk with the people that are coming to see you. And do you spend time with, so how is the process? Do you spend time with them? Is it like a kind of let's get to know you first before you even go there? I mean, how do you do? Because, for example, in some areas, when I was shooting film, the documentary, you know, it takes time until the subject, the person that is being shot with film, that is, feels comfortable for me to take out a camera, right? For example. Because I hear you speak, and I understand what you're talking about, and I understand the language and everything, but some people don't understand the language, and it can actually intimidate somebody who is in a tight spot. It can intimidate them. So do you go through, from what I understood from talking to you, you're going through a phase of almost like a psychological connection, I wouldn't say maybe psychological, from a standpoint of a medical or a psychotherapy, but more of connecting to the people, because really that's the bottom line, I would say.
And I'm actually glad you mentioned that. You know, when I dove into the entrepreneurial world, I grew up in very traditional America. You go to school, you get an education,
you
get a job, you work up the ladder, and you get married, you have kids, and then you retire. And this was just the way of life, and hoping that you got the really good job and that you could move your way up. And so the entrepreneurial world was definitely not something I ever thought I would dive into. It wasn't natural for me to go out there and talk to people and talk about what we can do and also close and get people to work with me. That was not natural at all. And one thing that I noticed for myself, I actually created a program around it, is most of the time having your passion, have your dream is the easy part. It's everything around it and ourselves. And I call the program The Shift. And I have a podcast called The Shifters, Entrepreneurs on the Move, talking that you don't have to have everything. You don't have to be perfect at marketing or perfect at all these things. You're just shifting. You're finding the right people to work with. You're finding what's holding you back. And a lot of the things that held me back personally and myself was what was going on in my head, my mindset, my fears, all the different things that I was facing that were not normal and I was being challenged with, but these are things that we had to break through. And, you know, Adam's been such a blessing in my life to really get me up to that level and help me push through some of those fears and those things. So even in that, yes, we work with each individual, and it's really about your life and what you want to create. And there's so many tools and ways to do it. The Shift is about working on the inside. So you're transforming from the inside out. So your business, it starts to just have, it catches the legs. And we work on your business in the program because we want you to have your business up and running. So build a project, get something accomplished. When you get goals, when you reach your goals, there's such an amazing feeling to accomplish a goal. Being able to work through that with people, I mean, I have a blast and they're having a great time, and it's all about positivity and believing in yourself.
Well, that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I would add to that a couple of things. You know, Amanda described it beautifully. At the end of the day, we're emotional human beings, and it's not that all of a sudden when we're successful business owners and we're now got ourselves to a better financial situation or a better business situation, that those fears and anxieties and challenges and problems and, you know, disagreements
that go away. Getting bigger.
Right. You just, but with an expanded, you know, set of tools, you could really move aside or handle the situation in a way of problem solving and not taking the fear at face value of like, okay, oh my God, I cannot achieve that or I cannot do that. You now starting to ask like, how can I achieve that? What can I do? What solution can I bring to the table? And you really are able, you know, I call this fluff or
what do you call it?
Stuff, but it's not, you know, just to kind of give it a name. That is, I don't want to be associated to that fear or that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, this is how we do when I work is really to map the experiences. Is mapping our experiences we are not the experience, but how we feel will dictate how the experience will go. You know, so
that's
it is.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this kinds of exercises and practices. Over and over and over again, you know, rebelling against the fear and taking that energy and creating something positive for our lives. This over and over again brings extraordinary results. Because if every time we're afraid, we take a step back and we don't want to touch that, you know, with a 10-foot pole, then we stay 10 foot
from our goal, from our dream. That's right.
From our goal, right? And so, and we all—I don't know if you read the book 3 Feet from Goal, but that was a really cool book that kind of talks about two different people. One of them was digging, looking for gold. He knew that there is a gold in this area, and after a year, you know, buying all this machinery, like spending a lot of money, didn't hit gold. He just, you know, sold it for very cheap. He's like, oh, there's crap over here. I cannot find anything. He sold it to this guy for very cheap. And then this guy bought it. And after like a few days, he dug gold. So he talked to him. He said, what did you do differently? And he said, nothing. You know, you were like 3 feet from that gold. But instead of, you know, digging down, you needed to go dig, you know, horizontally, because the gold like goes in veins and it goes different, like in types of like almost like
tree roots, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, so we always in life, we are 3 feet from gold.
Yeah.
It's not about that there is no gold or there's scarcity. It's out there. It's just a matter of like, how do we mine this? How do we get the right tools and the right path to achieve that gold and that prize, if you will? You know, for some of us it's a lifestyle, for some of us it's traveling, for some of us it's a bigger family, for some of us it's a huge business, for some of us it's contributing to the community, you know, for some of us it's like extraordinary marriage and relationship, right? But there, it's out there and it is available, and sometimes the change comes within. And having that tool set expanded and refined over and over again, and confronting the fears that we have, whatever level in life that we are.
Yeah. So that's actually, that's like if somebody would just join in right now, they would think that we're talking about some really serious personal development, and this is really what it is. It's a serious personal development. Did you have a situation where you started working with somebody on that level before you go about keeping the money, and you know, after a certain process was done, that it didn't work, that person just broke down, or a person just went like, oh man, this is too much. Was there any situation like that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this is again, we're dealing with people's emotions and people's fears and anxiety. And at the end of the day, you know, money is just a currency, right? It's a concept.
But it's also a relationship.
It's a paper.
The relationship.
It's a relationship. The core of it is a relationship and how we relate to it, you know, and what role it plays in our life, right? And what do we use it? It's also a tool, right, that we could use. And so, you know, but we work people through this, you know. We hear a lot, oh, wow, how come I didn't know about this, or this is too good to be true. And, you know, there's a lot of things like that, because sometimes we don't have that information and we think that's like, you know, like, wow, how is that possible that I didn't know? Today I heard that, you know, how come I don't know about this? My CPA didn't tell me about that. My attorney didn't tell me about that. Right. But it's you know, we don't know what we don't know. Right. And so, but when you have a team, and we establish a team for the individual. Amanda is running her team, but I'm also part of her team, and she's also part of mine, you know, in addition to the advisors that we have in that works for Raise the Bar Financial Group and then Raise the Bar Capital Group, right? It's a team that works together externally with teams of the individuals, sometimes as family members. Sometimes is a CPA or an advisor or a marketing manager or an ad manager, social media management, or a producer, right? So we work with the team. Sometimes we do only a part of it. Sometimes we do all of it. But it's really based on the needs of the individual. So, you know, yes, people do face those challenges and emotions, even when they go through the processes with us. But we always want to remember and remind ourselves, it's not about us. It's not about Adam or Amanda. We're vested in the future of that individual or family or individuals that is in front of us, or, you know, Zoom in with us or virtually connected. And we have to approach it with no judgment, with no opinions about past experiences, but only about what value we could add to that individual moving forward and what tools they have that could contribute to that future success that they have, right? So it's okay that it doesn't go as planned. It's, life is not an Excel sheet, right? Not, life is moving with unexpected, I mean, look at what's happening today, right? If this is a validation of how important it is to be economically, successful, because we can write our own ticket to the future, right? Regardless of what's happening around us, right?
Yeah. So how long does it usually, do you have a set amount of time that it usually takes? It really depends on the situation and the individual, how long you spend time together with that person, whether it is Amanda, whether you spend somebody a certain time, or Adam. Is there okay, within 8 months, we're going to work with you, blah, 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 and this kind of stuff, and ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, right? How do you work? How do you approach that?
So I guess I'll jump in. The beauty of my world is that I can work with somebody for a very short period of time, and we could work for months on end. And the flexibility there gives people that freedom that I will be there even if they're not able to work with me for, let's say, 3 months. They've got to do some stuff or things happen. And then we can come back in. Usually what we do is base the way we work on goals. So what goals do you want to reach? I like to say the three are time, money, and results. We can do, by the internet today, anything and everything for your business on your own. Yet, how much time will it take you to do all those things? Well, how much time will it take to build a logo, do a logo, build a website, build some sales funnels, learn Facebook ads, learn LinkedIn ads, know how to reach out to everybody, set up email campaigns, automation, and it goes on and on and on. It's a world of details. And the beauty is you might love one part of your business, and that's okay. So how can you divvy up the time, money, and results to get what you want in the end? So I think if you come into the relationship going, this is what I'm expecting, or this is what I want, this is what it's going to take, and I don't want to give up my time because I see that, your team can do this quicker, faster, and better, and then it's the ride we go on. And I did want to piggyback off of Adam. One thing about working with a team or working with like ourselves, accountability is something special. And I think that when you try to go all alone, you're okay with it taking a little longer or not pushing yourself as hard or going through it as quick as you could. And when you have somebody believing in you every single week that you're going to do that, you can, I always say, borrow my belief in you. You may not believe in yourself, but I believe in you and I believe what you're doing. And when you have somebody that's like your cheerleader, it takes you to another level. Absolutely. And you would be so surprised at how quick people get things done. I'm like, are you sure you can do that much? No, I'm going to get it done. And they just prove it over and over and over. So people say it's hard and it's difficult. And I don't know how. And we can go down that road. But I want to tell the stories of people that can just blow through what they never thought was possible and achieve things that they never thought was possible because somebody believed in them and they were keeping themselves accountable and anything.
And at the end of the day is retooling the vocabulary, right? Because we tell ourselves certain things,
We're conditioning. Like, we're conditioned how to talk to ourselves.
We're conditioning, right? Absolutely. But it's coming from a real practical point, not just saying it, but actually creating with it having the word so powerful that when we say something is going to happen, we're going to make it happen, right? Or when the individual say, I am going to make $100,000 this year or this month or whatever level they are, their word is going to be so strong because they fulfilled along the way everything that they set up for themselves, that it's that integrity or the high level of integrity of saying something and fulfilling it is going to exist for them in their daily life and their business and creating a future that is very, very different than what they created today. And today we run away from this all the time, from that accountability that Amanda was talking about. Because we, like, it's almost like seems like, oh my God, I'm going to have to do something instead of like, I'm going to get to do something. And that running away doesn't allow us to really address the core issue of why we don't get things done. And this is what Amanda is doing really, really well. And I'm humbly can help and also support as well.
So. I'm only doing well because I struggled with it myself.
Somebody here right next to her was not willing to let her do that. And we had real conversation, like very, very authentic conversations that, you know, sometimes, you know, people might think this is not a positive conversation because you confront the beliefs and the systems of thinking that you cannot do something. And, you know, and I had to take a stand for her as I would for anybody that I care about or anybody that we work with, you know, but in a loving way, right? So, you want them to succeed, but you see that they're saying stuff to themselves and doing stuff to themselves.
Self-sabotaging.
Really detrimental.
So here's the thing, but you know, but where does the level of being a aware of the existing reality, at least in their part, let's say somebody says, well, of course I want to make $1 million. I mean, there is a way where you are saying, okay, well, there is what you can achieve with what you have in this amount of time. But I believe that there is a level saying, okay, well, we also have to be realistic at what we have and what we can do. Do you work like that, or do you say, no, everything is possible? You want to make $1 million this year? We can make $1 million also if you're working in construction.
Yeah, so I'm laughing because this is a conversation that is collision of
there
two
you go.
Worlds.
So that's what I want to hear.
She's thinking realistic.
I'm thinking everything is realistic. Because realistic is a word. Realistic is a word that we created to stay in a comfort level that we don't have to aim as high enough to like shatter what we believe is a reality for us. Because realistic to someone who's making $30,000 a year or $40,000 a year, if you tell them, hey, you know, you can make $40,000 a month. You can make $300,000,
$400,000.
They'll say, you're crazy. They'll
tell you that's unrealistic. Unbelievable.
But you talk to somebody who makes that every month or makes, you know, $400,000 a month, and they'll be like, yeah, of course it's realistic. I'm already doing it. So the question is, what is the difference between those two people?
Life.
So we
their
come
life
up
experience
with,
and how
yeah,
and
up,
how they are.
That's right.
Talking to themselves in their
exactly.
in their environment. What kind of people they surround themselves with?
100%. But this all of this is attainable and achievable with a shifting, like Amanda said, certain transformation of thinking and belief, and that takes practice. And that takes accountability, and that takes hard and uncomfortable conversation. It's definitely not going to happen by running away from discomfort. It's definitely not going to happen by succumbing to fears and anxiety and just accepting it the way that it is and that we have no control over. What changes it is conversations with people that believes in you, that really you know, opening up the reticular activity or the blind spot that we are not aware of. And then, you know, starting in language, expanding that beliefs and that possibility for themselves. Yeah. And then, you know, a year, 2 years later, that becomes a reality. And then you get to look back and you get to say, wow.
Where was I?
We did it with Amanda, right? And I said to her, you know, honey, you realize that in 1 month, you know, 1 or 2 months, you made what you made the entire year, right? When you were a teacher. And, you know, she was like kicking and screaming. And I call it like when we to get there, right? And, you know, I call it like she was holding a rake to the ground, you know, as I was trying to get her to where she wants to be.
So you're basically saying she was filling her shoes with rocks. It was hard to walk.
And tying it to the floor. Yeah. And then bolting it to the floor. Yeah.
So
I connect with all of you out there that I can take you through this process.
But you know, it's not, I got to say that, it's not good or bad.
It just is. Like, it's just, this is what it is. If we start looking at things as good as bad, good and bad, we're really getting into places that are not really good. I don't believe that there is bad. I believe that even this coronic time, everything is an opportunity. Look, everything is an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
What is,
right.
How we can move, how we can shift, how we can make, how we shift our perception, how we change. So I look at you at a couple that is uncommon, really, for me to see a lot of couples in California where, or at all, just that are together and are working together. And you are like, a lot of the time you are together. And I know Amanda and Adam, I know Adam a little bit longer than I know Amanda, because Adam, aside from being a brilliant entrepreneur, he's also a very talented actor. And I played with him in an Israeli play just the beginning of the year. So it was really funny. But here you are, a couple, and many look at you and they say, wow, you're this wonderful, beautiful, perfect couple. Thank God. And how are you? Now I'm asking Amanda, Adam. Sure. No, but as a couple coming to, I mean, to be in a place where you are, you really have to do some, either you came already pre-harmonized together, or you had to really do some serious work first on your relationship. Did that come first, or the work together kind of shaped your relationship? Did everything come together, or how is this working as a couple for you?
Well, I think the beautiful thing is, you know, when you see pictures and you see videos, there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes in any relationship. And we have definitely gone to those motivational self-improvement. How do we work on each other? How do we work on ourselves? How do we work on our relationship? We've done that all. And one thing that has been our saving grace is communication. I think when you work together, live and play, and everything's together, sometimes you already know everything that's happening, right? Because just like, how was your day?
Yep.
I already know how your day went. What are you going to talk about? But that communication and being open. One thing when we got together, we always said, we didn't want to go to bed upset. Let's talk everything through. Make sure that we're on the same page and keep getting better. Keep learning. And we like to call the sliver. Sometimes we have our moments where we get into what's called the sliver. If you had 100%, like a circle, 100%, mm-hmm. you have one sliver, and that's just really annoying. And when you're in that spot and in that sliver, you're just really annoying. And there's those moments where we can be annoying to each other. And when you're coming at this, though, from you're in this relationship, you're choosing every day to be in this relationship and you want to make it work, and both people are wanting to get better and make it work, those slivers will happen and you just work through them. And will I say we are to the epitome of all greatness? Absolutely not. We are still working this through. We've been together 10 years. We probably got a lot more work. But we're so thankful. I'm so thankful to have this incredible, you know, soul. I see, you know, he's incredibly good looking. I mean,
absolutely,
come on, look at
this guy. Both of you.
But I fell in love with his soul first, and I told him that. And I know some people will be like, you know, what does that mean? But I did. I fell in love with who he was, his heart for people, and knowing that we get to work together, I think I'm so thankful that we had that time to share, because we only have so much time in the day, and we get to spend a lot more together.
That's true. You know, that's so beautiful. You know, King Solomon said, don't let the sun go down on your problems, right? Yeah. So basically, you know, this is a key thing when I work with couples about communication, which is so essential and crucial in relationships, the communication and how to communicate and what actually you're communicating, because many times you can communicate and you still are paralleling. You're not really actually touching one another. You're talking here and she's talking here and vice versa. and it is really an essential thing really to go to sleep pure, because when we sleep, it's like a reset button. We reset everything. It's like we're starting to the next day. And if we don't work these things, also if we are keeping things, you know, if you talk about things and say, okay, there is more to talk about, but you already started the process. Coming from the understanding that when you're in a couple, you're always coming from, you want the best for the other person.
Yeah. And also, if I can curtail what Amanda was saying and piggyback
on that. If she allows you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if she allows there's also an expectation factor and a gratitude factor, right? Where do we get most of our understanding of how relationships should be? Is it from books? Is it from movies? Is it like,
parents.
Television or what have you? And then we see things externally and we think maybe that's the way it should be. And my relationship is not like that. And, you know, I really loved it. I talked to somebody the other day and they just talked about, like, you know, we got to count our blessings. And I just like this kind of like sprung back to me, like the value of gratitude, because sometimes when you know, we are being challenged by the other person, and that's kind of goes with the expectation that there's going to be no challenges in a relationship is really, when we talked about unrealistic, that's an unrealistic expectation, because we're two different people, different thinking, different wiring for the brain, different environments, different cultures, different life experiences, different upbringings, like everything is different, right? If we are grateful for all of those things that the other person does bring to the table, because we made that choice individually, and if we take 100% responsibility for our action and we say, I chose this person, and when I get challenged by them, I gotta pay attention to all of the things, the context, all of the good blessings that I have in this relationship. And the sliver that Amanda was talking about, you know, because she, you know, she's a CEO of RTB Capital Group, but sometimes I call her the CAO, which is a Chief Annoyance Officer.
And he's so, the CPO, because.
The Chief, wait, I want to understand. Chief what?
Chief Punk Officer and Chief Annoyance Officer, right? But it's only in those specific areas and this specific time that everything around it is extraordinary and is very positive building. And even when we challenge each other, it has an intention that
that's
we
right.
want to help
that's
each
the
other
core.
Improve. So perhaps, yeah, that's really the core. And so maybe we don't articulate it the right way. Maybe we don't, you know, listen actively to really get what the other person is intending, right? But when we get to the meaning of the mind and say, hey, you know, this is what I meant, and what did you mean? Like, how, you know, tell me, is there something I'm missing here? Like, let's work on this. Let's figure this out together. Because at the end of the day, we want an outcome that is positive for our relationship and for our life and for the people that we get to touch and
yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so crucial. I mean, even when we were in the play, Adam, even with the play, communication was very important, and not just communication, but also the respect of other people's spaces. You know, again, there are cultures. We live. I live here for almost like 30 years in the States. You also kind of something like that, and it's kind of coming to a different culture and being open to a different culture to be able to be aware of another person's space, And I know that sometimes in where we come from in Israel, sometimes they laugh about it. You know, it's like, what are they talking about? Mm-hmm. But that comes a different culture because every there is like everybody there is like sardines. Everything is like so condensed and so close. So communication is the key. Now another thing that what I see, what I love so much about you, that as far as I know, is that the importance of not having secrets in a relationship. You know, the importance of not having secret, because what is a secret? Ultimately, a secret is fear. You know, you're afraid. You're afraid of judgment. That's why I see couples and I hear couples say, no, this kind of things I don't tell my wife, you know. I don't tell you. You don't have to tell your wife this. It just doesn't sit right, you know. And I've been in these relationships, and in the past I've been in relationships that where there was hiding and there was all these kind of things, and I would think it was normal, you know. I thought it was normal, and it created a lot of dents that were unrepairable, in the relationship, and so. How do you find this? Like, when you come to a couple or to a person, maybe it's not a couple, but in some kind of, that are some kind of in a relationship, do you find that you tackle these kind of things as well? I mean, do you see these things?
So what we do have is we make agreement with the parties involved, right? With a husband mm-hmm. and wife, partners, right? And sometimes it's even in divorce situations, right? Which is like, you know, it could be very, very tumultuous and, you know, really a lot of emotion. And we have to know how to navigate those waters so the kids or the family can benefit, and we're not going to allow emotion to dictate mm-hmm. what are we going to do with our money. So we, you know, we are cordially and respectfully make suggestions, and we make agreements. How do we get people together, uniting, aligned? You know, one of the big words that we talk about is alignment. Mm. You know, we may not disagree on everything, but we can have alignment in certain things that are core values and important to us and for our future and what have you. So we speak our truth and we implement our truth and we share our truth with people that we work with. You know, we just want to bring people together. We want to make agreements. But we don't get it too much into
Yeah, I get you. Wow, that's beautiful. So very, very, very inspiring, very encouraging.
So we have a workshop that is called Make Money, Keep mm-hmm. Money. That we do, you know, often on either monthly mm-hmm. or bi-monthly basis. And so we can send you information yes. on when we have the next one.
And obviously, if there's any business owners out there and you might just be going, well, I don't know if you can really help me. I am happy to give a 1-hour strategy call and just see where you're at, where do you want to be, and how can we get you there? And if you've got everything all set and ready to go, that's what I'm saying. Hey, you can keep running the way you're running, or... you know, have you thought about this? Or maybe I can connect you to this person, or, you know, this is what we could do for you. So, you know, we take these things very personally because everybody, there's a lot of similarities in businesses, but it's all about you.
That's right. So, and from what I get from you, it doesn't matter the kind of community that you're in. For example, it doesn't matter if you are here in Sherman Oaks, it doesn't matter if you're in Santa Monica, it doesn't matter if you're in Chatsworth or somewhere else that is a yeah. different kind of community, because you know, especially now,
yeah, even yeah. nationally,
because now yeah. also yeah. After the, you know, while we're in the corona, but I think it's, you know, personally I think it was blown off proportion politically and everything. Nevertheless, it is what it is now, and have been the looting and all this kind of stuff that many stores had to close down, many businesses had to close down. Right. And or about to close, even, you know, big theaters. Now I heard AMC are thinking about filing. So, yeah. But let them, they're too big. You know, it's like, but it doesn't matter really. It doesn't matter what step you are, what kind of business you have. I really, I know Amanda and Adam and the way that they work, it's beautiful. So you have a first hour consultation with Amanda, and then and then they will have a nice, a beautiful assessment. And the reason I say beautiful is because the energy that they bring in is beautiful. So it's not about only the making money and keeping money. It is who helps you make money and keep money. Where are you coming from with that?
And I do want to promote. So Adam, you know, we're working with business owners, but obviously that's families and individuals. And on the financial side, one thing that I love as a resource for myself too is we have business owners that, you know, taxes become a very big impact on their current state of living and also on their future. And having these businesses and losing ways that they can deduct taxes. And he's, you know, him and his team are just phenomenal at being able to set up people's personal pension plans and really put more money in their pockets. So, well, that's, so I'm going to get more close.
We want to bring value. There's a lot of things that they should be aware of, you know, different programs, different tax benefits, different tax strategies that maybe, you know, working with a CPA, that's only one side of it, but they could have an actual team. And we bring the team to the table to really benefit them from all the different dimensions of financial
success. Wow, that was, you know, we are, that was wonderful. That was really, it's really, really, really fun talking with you at any capacity, whether it is this, whether it is this, something else. So, well, thank you. Well, so Amanda and Adam Barr, financial entrepreneurs, making money, keeping the money, helping you navigate and create your path to the success. It depends on how you define success. And even that sometimes will need to be readjusted, because that will change the entire outcome. Thank you so much for your wisdom, for your knowledge, and for your presence, for being here. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. And we hope to continue to bring light to the world. And we're honored to be able to do that with you. And we look forward to doing it in the future again.
Take care. Okay. I'll see you soon.
You speak with Ilan Azulay only on LA Talk Radio.